Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzard's Autonomous Zone, episode 222. I like that one. Recorded on August 4th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Hey, we're still in it. We're in it to win it. We're in it to habituate it. See if that happens, but, you know, whatever. So tonight I was casting about a little bit on this one, actually. I'm working through the week so far, but I thought tonight I would just cheat a little bit and suggest a show that we have watched recently that I thought was really good. It's, and a lot of you are probably going to heard of it, but if you haven't, go for it. It's Good Omens. It's based on the book by, so it's a mini series. I think it's 6 episodes long. It's on Amazon Prime or Prime Video. God, Amazon is so weird. All their Amazon stuff, Amazon Market, Amazon, everything starts with Amazon, except for Prime Video starts with Prime. So it's weird in your app listing, at least on an Android device. It's like all the Amazon stuff is together and then Prime Video is down in the P's. Very weird. But it's on Prime Video, so many, many of you should have access to it since a lot of people have Amazon Prime like we do. It is a, I believe, 6-part mini series, short series, whatever. It is based on a book by Neil Gaiman and Terry Pratchett from, I should have looked it up. I believe it's the early 90s. And the book had, from what I understand, the book, and I may not get this perfectly correct, and I probably will hear about it on, this would be the podcast that I would hear about it on. From what I understand, it had been semi-optioned and stuff a couple times and never really come through. And then when Terry Pratchett got sick and they knew he wasn't going to do well, it was kind of like a, from what I understand, he talked to Neil Gaiman and said, I really want Good Omens to go to, you know, TV or movies or whatever. And so it was, I think Neil Gaiman, from some of the stuff that I've read, he basically said, I mean, it wasn't like a last dying wish, but it was like something that Terry Pratchett asked him to do, you know, like in his dying days. And he was actually trying to get it done while he was still alive. And I think just he went down so quickly that that didn't happen. But so not too long thereafter, Neil Gaiman was able to get Good Omens as a miniseries or whatever you want to call it on Prime Video. And it was kind of like a thing for Terry Pratchett as much as anything else. And it is delightful. I, for whatever reason, I had never read that. I have read almost all of Neil Gaiman's books. I have read many Terry Pratchett books. And for whatever reason, I had never read Good Omens. And when I heard about this coming out and realized what it was probably 2 or 3 months before it was released. And both Charlotte and I decided to start reading it. And Charlotte, like, just chewed through it in, like, a long weekend. And I, like I usually do with books, read, like, 60% of it and then something new and shiny. I forget what, and it was probably some terrible, like, post-apocalypse thing or, like, you know, the Navy has to save the world or, you know, some terrible thing. I even remember what it was, and it was terrible. I started reading, and it distracted me from it. And so when it finally came out, I hadn't, when Good Omens actually released on Prime Video, I hadn't read the whole thing yet. I'd read like about two thirds of the way. But the problem is with a series, you don't know exactly how they're going to like play it versus the book. So we only really felt comfortable. We said, okay, we can almost certainly watch the first episode and just see like how far they go with the first episode, you know. And we did, and we really liked it. And then I really had, and then it still took me like 2 more weeks to read it. Not because I didn't like it, just because I'm a dork. So I finally finished up the book, and we ended up semi-binging I think we watched episode 2 and 3, like one at a time. But then I think we watched like 4 and 5 in one night, and then 6 and like the next night. So we like semi-binged it, which is about as close as we get. We're not like super bingers, but that was pretty bingy for us. And it was excellent. It was, if you've read the book, you will appreciate the series. It does not match the book in every respect, but I mean, I am one of those, I am a recovering, like, oh, the movie doesn't completely match the book, so I hate the movie person. Lord of the Rings was the place I finally had to die on the hill of that and decide, okay, I can live with it. It's not like it changes things that are horrible or anything like it. It is absolute. Any changes, I have to believe that any changes that were involved in this, Neil Gaiman was involved with, and it just, it's the same feeling. It's the same everything. It is. If you've read the book and you are wondering whether or not you should watch it, I say without reservation whatsoever, watch it. It's great. And if you haven't read the book, it doesn't matter, because it's awesome. It is, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but it's this, you know, this show about the end of the world and an angel and a demon that are like, hey, I'm not so sure about that. It's kind of the gist. You'll figure that out fairly early. The angel and the demon are awesome. The angel is Michael Tennant, Michael Sheen, Michael Tennant, and the demon is David Tennant. So it's two brilliant British actors playing brilliant roles. They're amazing. Everybody, you know, you've got John Hamm in it. He's Gabriel, and he's like a minor character. You got it all. You got good, you got evil, you got humanity, you got, it's everything. It's, you got witches, you got witch finders, you got all sorts of crazy stuff. It is a good story. It is funny. It is, thoughtful in many ways. It is, uplifting. It's a great story. Great story. Great actors, great story. I have no reservations in recommending it whatsoever. Like I said, I'm probably preaching to a choir that is, that of which many have already seen it, because, you know, between nerds and Amazon Prime and all that stuff. But if you haven't, I highly recommend it. If you don't, it's fine. I'm not one of those, you're stupid if you don't watch this. Not that at all. But if you're looking for something to watch, it is quite excellent. So there you go. That's going to be it for tonight. This has been Ken Kennedy. My website is kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Keybase.io identity is, I'm pretty sure it's Ken Kennedy. Dang it. Now I got to look again. I got to start memorizing this thing so I can use it every time, because that would be cool, because I like Keybase. But I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it's Ken Kennedy. The only reason I'm talking right now is because I'm looking it up. It's Ken Kennedy. Yeah. So on Keybase.io, I am Ken Kennedy. This podcast is Creative Commons License Attribution Sharealike version 3.0 unported, and we will talk to you tomorrow, and it's going to be Monday, and I'm excited about Monday, so it'll be cool. All right, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Bye.